cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of December 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, bookmark the other sites you'll see there that I have up for future use, because sometimes the big ones go down, and if you have them bookmarked, you can always pull down the latest shows, the audio shows. Now, these are the official sites, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's alanwattsentinel.eu. There's alanwattcuttingthroughthematrix.ca as well. And it's terrible you have to even go to such lengths to put so many sites up. But believe you me, if you live in a Commonwealth country, the British Empire, if you might say, if you live in one of those countries, you don't have the sort of fair play, as you call it, above board, and going through of legalities to for the authorities to come down on you. They simply play the games on you. That's traditional in the British Commonwealth system. And they did put a word into the servers, as standard in the Commonwealth countries. They put a word into the servers to give you a hard time. And you know you've been picked when the servers can't tell you themselves why. You just can't upload. It's just a big mystery that takes them 2 to 3 weeks to figure out. So I've had to put all these different sites up there to alternate them and hope that you can eventually get one that will work for you. It's a good idea, too, to try different ones on different nights, because everyone goes into the Matrix.com site at the same time, and they sometimes find sticky downloads. If you try the other ones there, you might get through quicker. So remember, these are the only official sites I have. I should also mention, too, that you, the listeners, bring me to you, because I'm not backed by a foundation, an organization, a non-governmental organization. I don't have any political beef to pull, because I don't go left or right or anything else. I'm too wise for that old game. And it's up to you to keep me going. So you can buy the few things I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, the books, the discs, there's CDs there too. You can get 50 on a CD, 50 shows, 50 hours to listen to of the talks I've given in the past. And you can also get the DVDs as well. And as I said, the books. And remember too, if you go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, you can download transcripts and the audios, the transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the various languages of Europe for prints up. And you can also order one of the books I've got out there in a Spanish version as well. Now, for those who get the disc burned and pass them at meetings, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Astaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. A lot of people don't like to use the computers, but they'll play them on their CD players, and I don't blame them, because as far as I'm concerned, the computer really is a short-lived thing as far as freedom goes. It was meant to get us all sucked in to use it, so it's absolutely vital to have to exist in today's society, especially more so when they go completely cashless by law, which is coming up. The big bankers have already published. They hope to be cashless within another 5 to 7 years across the planet. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do so, as I say, by doing that, or you can donate to me through PayPal. You can also purchase through PayPal if you want. Just send me a separate email and I'll know who it's from and what to do with the order. Be back with more after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I've said for a long time that facts don't matter when it comes to agendas. Propaganda matters, more so than ever when you realize that nothing happens on a world scale like the Copenhagen meeting with thousands of NGOs turning up. It doesn't happen by chance. It doesn't happen because some people decide, well, I want to go green. I think I'll go around with a tin can and get some cash from the people in the street and support the trees or whatever. You're talking about doctrine. Doctrine has been taught, but it had to start somewhere. Where does it start? It started in the schools. Academia is where they train the generations for the next step of the world as it will be that they're going to grow up into. That's going to be different from the one that was planned, and I say planned for their parents, because every age is planned. That's the whole crux of the matter in planned societies. The 1800s talked about it. Lots of books came out, apart from Karl Marx's books, on planned societies and order. It's all to do with order. Remember, control freaks like order. They don't like people doing their own little thing and being outside the box, doing their own thing. They like everyone to be under order. They love massive bureaucracies. They love to keep tabs on everybody. They don't like people traveling with access to travel. They like to know who's going where. They'd prefer, actually, to issue permits for you to, just like the Soviet Union or any totalitarian regime. Permits as to where you could go into the next town. Well, you need a permit for that. Who do you want to visit? Who do you want to see? And so on. plan societies, right down to planning the population sizes. They knew in the 1800s the big boys had planned the whole direction of world conquest, including the Industrial Revolutionary era. They planned a future in a post-industrial society in the 1800s. They knew they'd get past that phase. They knew, too, that during that time they had to use the empire building to take over a lot of the world. And they certainly used Britain as the main means at that time to push it, to promote it. The US really took up the cudgel once it was completely taken over and carried on the same agenda. That is what Professor Carol Quigley was talking about in Tragedy and Hope and the Anglo-American establishment. He said that the British Empire was to be a nucleus of a system that the League of Nations was founded upon, and it became the United Nations. Today we call it globalization. And centralization was the key to the strategy. Karl Marx did not work alone in a little room in poverty by any means at all. This was an agenda written by and planned by much bigger heads than he had, and his was big enough. And they do plan ages, like any big business plan. What surprised me, even with corporations, when you get talking to some of the top fellows, they'll tell you that their business plans include whom they hope to take over, their rivals, in the next 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years. Long-term goals, long-term plans. But they knew they'd get to a stage where they want a manageable population. Too many people, you see, kept in a state of poverty, tend to become agitated, and sometimes they'll have rebellions that are out of their control. The best way to deal with that is to have a totally controlled, observed, watched, monitored society with a vastly reduced population. But they also coupled it so well with science and progress. Science. They also tacked on Darwinism. Marx, in fact, wanted to dedicate, I think it was his second or third edition of his Communist Manifesto. It wasn't his. He was just the guy who penned it for his masters. But he wanted to dedicate it to Darwin, Charles Darwin, because he said it validated the whole theory of Marxism, of this ideal of material progress and science together, coupling superior types that always lead the world. The same kind of thing that Nietzsche went on about with Superman. I always say that Nazism did not start in Germany. It was all borrowed by Germany. It started off in London, England. I used to wonder, too, why the elite of London had so much in common with the elite, the Brahmin class of India. And until you look into the history of India and you see it's a caste system, a rigid caste, which is a class system. Rigid, completely inflexible. If you're born in the lower caste, you can't kind of work your way up to the top one. It's not done. And it's the same in Britain. Britain, like all elitists at the top, actually become effeminate in some ways. They altered, become affected, as the term. They even changed their accent to differentiate themselves from everyone else down below them. What's comical is that the court of Britain, for instance, talked in French for centuries because they were controlled by the Normans. And it was the in thing to learn French if you wanted to work at the courts. Everyone emulates the guy in charge, you see, or the woman, in dress, fashion, all the rest of it. Sometimes when the woman is like a man, you get this odd stuff with lace coming out and tights for men. That's how crazy it becomes. It's all emulation of the top dog. And when King George came in from Prussia, and the present kings and queens of Europe, pretty well, who are all related, came from that area, that their name was it was Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. These are the names of the areas they controlled, their families controlled in Germany, Prussia, and the areas that became Germany. Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. They changed it to Windsor in World War I because when they were fighting the Germans, it was kind of odd to have you swear allegiance to the king, who technically was German or Prussian. But when King George came in, and we're talking about the same King George of the revolutionary fame, the US, he couldn't speak English. He had to be taught it. And because of his accent, and because the courtiers around them copied the accent, because he's the top dog, you see, he ended up with this new kind of English like that. And people say they're giving him, instead of I'm going home, I'm giving him. And it's an affected speech that everyone emulated. If you want to be at the top, you've got to emulate the guy at the top. And your dress, your mannerisms, and even your speech. This is how crazy society is. Other countries do the same kind of thing, but probably none so much as Britain. Went to extraordinary lengths to do it, to differentiate themselves from the masses they ruled over. But, as I say, facts don't matter in this world anymore of bombardment of data. Because of that, simple propaganda with repetition has such an incredible permanent effect on us. We don't stop and quiz things. The average person out there truly questions nothing that comes across general mainstream media. The media is the middleman. That's what media means, middle. Its job is to peddle disinformation or make information more palatable, but never telling you the truth behind it, to the people below them. It's authorized. They're licensed corporations. You don't get a license if you're questioned as to if you want to start up a broadcasting station or a newspaper. You don't get a license if you say, well, I'm going to tell the people the truth about things. If you say that, and even if you got a license and had changed your mind and said, well, I'm going to tell them the truth, and you got a license, you wouldn't get in to Parliament to listen to the guys debating. You wouldn't get into their little clubs when they're doing chit-chat. You wouldn't even get into a courtroom. Every reporter knows that. Every editor knows that. Every newspaper owner knows that. Why do you think the big magnates, they call them magnates, media magnates or moguls, why do you think they're all knighted? Regardless of the country they come from, they go over and get knighted by the Queen. It's because the media is the most essential arm of control after education, because they take over once you've had your indoctrination, they call it education. The media takes over and lets you all know all that you need to know, according to the masters above them. Once in a while, they'll give you incredible truth, generally 50 years, 60 years after an Official Secrets Act is up, and a new generation has grown up, and nobody cares what happened back at yonder. It's like ancient history to a young generation. Facts don't matter anymore. We're given propaganda, and perceptions are always distorted by design, by professionals who understand the techniques of controlling the mind of the masses. I've mentioned Bernays so many times, people should read his books. I've got the links to the videos where you can listen to his daughter and others talk about him. The man hated the masses. Why did he hate them? Because, remember, he also was a nephew of Freud. These guys were sent out to alter the perceptions of the planet, all of these guys that were related to Freud. And Bernays literally altered the culture in America into a commercialized process by understanding the techniques of mind control, you might say, by titillating the senses, you could also say, suppressed desires. But even his daughter says the man hated the masses because they were so easily manipulated. He came to despise them because it was so easy to watch millions of people buy the things and do the things and behave the way that you told them to. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just touching on how masses of people in countries and across the world are influenced by a small coterie of people, very wealthy, who understand the techniques of selling initially, selling you things, commerce, by playing on unconscious desires. But they can also turn you into nations in a world of pretty well infantile imbeciles. That's part of the agenda. It's much easier to control people who are made egocentric. The world revolves around them in their own little happy world, where they can play and borrow money through credit cards, that kind of stuff. That's what was presented to them for a while, to keep them happy and to teach them to be eternal children. Don't get involved in what's happening in the world or politics. It's above you. It's left to special people who come out of special wombs, and they're up there somewhere. You'll never see them except on TV, some of them, but you'll never meet them either. And they're specialized in taking care of big problems like Daddy would. That's what they've created across the world. Exactly what the big boys wrote about, like Lord Bertrand Russell. He says we must create an egocentric culture and make them egocentric. They did it long ago. Starting with the creation of a youth culture for the first time. And telling them, you're different from your parents. This is your time. They did that as far back as the 1920s, the so-called Roaring Twenties. came back in the 60s with the pill at the same time, and drugs, and pop music turned into rock music, and they were on a true roll from then on. Now people are terrified of getting a wrinkle once they're past 30. You'll see elderly women and some guys with face like stretched mummies from Egypt with all the faceless, because they're terrified of getting old. In this culture, you see, you're not supposed to, if you're old, you don't count. Everybody on TV now, everybody in all these silly dramas and the movies you have, it's all youngsters. It's a matter of showing you hospital scenes or detective scenes. The guy in charge is about 20. That's how they appear. And that's not by mistake. It's to get everyone used to the idea, if you're over a certain age, you're over the hill. You don't count. Just play, do some woodworking in your shed, and go to sleep. That's what you're telling. That's what you're told, you see. Meanwhile, look at who really rules the world. Look how old they are. Look at the Maurice Strongs. Look at the Rockefeller at 94 trotting across the planet to make sure we're all globalized under his direction, bringing down the populations and all. Old people run this world while they create a youth culture for the rest. Be a perpetual Peter Pan, never grow up, don't get involved, and play till you die. One time you could go to elderly people and ask for wisdom. That was so essential. And of course the communist societies knew, they were taught this to destroy the bonding between the generations. You can't have wise people passing on information that's relevant to their survival to the younger generations. Separate them all. Let the state take care of them once they're a certain age. Push your granny in the hospital, or your mum or your dad. Put them in an old folks home. I call them the exit homes, not retirement homes. Exit them. That's what they do. Nothing's by chance. Here's an article here from Mail Online to show you one of the premier liars that were chosen for this particular task. I wouldn't say he's exceptionally bright at all, but he definitely is well-connected and groomed by Armand Hammer. You can look into his history if you care. We'll go into it tonight. Mail Online, and it's from the 16th today. It says, inconvenient truth for Al Gore as he's caught exaggerating the threat of global warming again. Very polite language they use for certain people. It says here, Green Crusader Al Gore was at the center of a new spin row last night after he was caught out for a second time exaggerating the threat of global warming. In a keynote speech at the Copenhagen Talks, the former U.S. vice president, he was plenty of ice involved, certainly, claimed the North Pole could be completely free of ice by the middle of the next decade. He claimed a study he was quoting showed a 75% chance that the Arctic could be ice-free. I love their wording. They're all lawyers, eh? In the summer months within 5 to 7 years. However, Dr. Wieslaw Maslowski, the study's author, said his research revealed nothing of the sort. Dr. Maslowski of the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in California said, I would never estimate likelihood of anything as exact as this. It's unclear how this was arrived at. Well, we know how it was arrived at. The god Gore here just decided to make it so. It says his comments are likely to embarrass Mr. Gore. I don't think Mr. Gore could be embarrassed about anything. He's psychopathic. They don't get embarrassed. So Gore, it says, who has been accused of scaremongering. Oh, heaven forbid, he'd never do that. He'd do anything to get this agenda through. That's his task. He was given his quest. That's what the big boys told him to do. This is his whole task. 2 years ago, a high court judge ruled his Oscar-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Boy, a lot of payoffs made that, the Oscars. An Inconvenient Truth was alarmist and contained 9 scientific errors. Well, that's how you sway reality. You put the errors in there, don't you? It never ends, does it? Never ends. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about some of the big psychopaths like Mr. Gore, Al Gore. I call him Mr. Allegory. It's more appropriate, really. And how he lies constantly, but it doesn't matter because there's a big agenda, you see, to cover his tracks and make sure that he keeps going. Big, big agenda. Big money. But also says in this little writing here from the Mail, it says, it's the latest embarrassment for Gore, an outspoken environmental campaigner. He'd be anything he was told to be. It says he has earned millions of pounds from green investments. He's also earned millions by putting the carbon credit through his own business and writing off his own carbon output. It says, and faced repeated criticism for scaremongering. Well, that's his job. The court said copies of the film, that was that Inconvenient Lies, sent to secondary schools should be accompanied with notes to balance Gore's views. Why didn't they throw it out altogether? It's because, you see, the academia is all on board with this. They get their orders, too, from the top, just like Mr. Gore did. That's why. Another article, too, I won't go through it, but Time magazine made Mr. Bernanke, I think, the man of the decade. Mr. Bernanke that robs the banky. They made him man of the decade. So he's up here with all the other criminals, because Time also had Adolf Hitler as man of the year twice in the 30s. Mussolini, I think, was there, and Stalin even at one point. So, you know, you know what you're looking at when you see these folk getting these awards and all the rest of it, and they're pinned up as man or of the year or the decade. They're joining the list of criminals that run the world. They're getting the top honors. They're glad to be there getting these the criminal awards, you see. It's like, look at the history of the Nobel Peace Prize. Look at Nobel himself that started it up. He made millions and millions and millions because he came up with the idea for high explosive just in time for World War I. I mean, a killing of it, literally a killing, massive killing. And then puts up a foundation for peace. Now, remember what they mean by peace at the top. What was a communist definition of peace? Every front group they had was for peace. This for peace, that for peace, Christians for peace, blah, 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 front groups galore. Peace was the absence of all opposition. You've got to understand their terminology if you don't want to get tripped up. I've said, too, that in the US, just like Britain, you've had a succession of parties that are meant to fool the people for as long as they need you to believe in parties by right wing and left wing. And Bush's job was to go in and bring in the whole totalitarian system that Clinton tried to put in when he was in there prior to that, too. Clinton tried to get an omnibus crime bill passed when he was in, meaning martial law, with all the stuff on the books. It was passed, by the way, in Canada at the same time, the real one. They actually passed it. One man rammed it through, Alan Rock, who was a minister in charge of the justice system at the time. Once he had it ran through, he ran off to work at the United Nations. Mr. Rock was founded on the right rock, all right, and his future was guaranteed. But in the States, Clinton tried to pass it through, and I think the Congress voted it down, and bang, that weekend, Oklahoma City went up, and bang, it was passed on the Monday. That's what they do. That's what they do when they want something through. But they didn't get it all through, you see. So 9/11 had to come along. Remember, the century, as they told us, was to start with the 21st century. That's the true beginning of the millennium. And 2001 came along, and bang, they got their job done. Jack and Boaz, the two towers came down, twin towers. They came down. And immediately, every country in the world signed the same anti-terrorism bills that literally restrict everybody's freedom, all your freedoms, immediately. Meaning it was all planned and discussed beforehand, because bureaucrats across the world don't get together and decide things on the spot. It takes them years to implement stuff and get it all ready. Every country went into action at the same time with the same thing. So he set up the system of internal security in the United States, you see. And then they put in Obama, who's to promote change. Remember all the sheep, change is good, bah, 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 like Orwell's sheep and Animal Farm. Never asking what the changes were going to be, because sheep don't think to ask. And slogans went out in the end, as Lenin said. And Obama's job was to utilize the military police state that Bush had set up and continue the same foreign policy. People will remember that the new American century that was set up by not just Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and Rumsfeld and all these guys, the project for a new American century. It was literally worked out long before that and during Reagan's day by someone who wasn't even in the Republican Party, not that really Reagan was either, and that was Jean Kirkpatrick, who went to YPSL, I think it was called, you know, the young people's, it was really a communist schooling she was given for the left-wingers, supposedly. And she came up with the idea and that the U.S. would have such a job taking over from Britain with its world empire system that they'd have to, rather than go over there and have a war with this country and come back again, it would cost so much, why not set up permanent bases to each one they conquer? And that's why Reagan brought her on board with this policy that was taken up again as it transformed into the policy for a new American century, carried through the Bush era, and Obama's carrying it through this one. So it's a continuation of policies. There's no difference at all in his parties, and I've said that for years. There's only one agenda, and the game is played at the top for the public to keep voting. Otherwise, you might riot, thinking, my God, there's only one party in control. What happens when you've got one system party? You've got communism, Sovietization, that's what you got. That's the only one they allow when they're Sovietized. So they keep the con game going. And at the time, said in the American century, they'd have to take out Afghanistan. They're followed by Iraq, then Iran, and then Syria, in that order. What did they do with, well, no, we're darn well what they've done with Afghanistan, but they also took out Iraq because Bush said to the world, that was good enough for the world. Well, I took him out really because he was a bad man, not because he had anything to do with 9/11. He was a bad man, they said at the hearing, the inquiry, and that was good enough for the public. So billions of bucks went into taking out a bad man and their oil as well, of course, plus the U.S. taxpayer built all the brand new refineries that the Air Force were told to destroy because the refineries were obsolete. And recently I read an article where the big boys, Exxon and so on, all got these new refineries given to them from the U.S. taxpayer, quoted as the U.S. taxpayer. But they've got Iran to go for now as well. Now, when they had to go into Iraq, they created the circumstances for it. They went through the usual protocols, and the UN kept saying there's no weapons of mass destruction and all that kind of stuff. But that didn't matter, because facts don't matter, just like Gore, Al Gore. Facts don't matter when there's an agenda. And so now they're doing the same thing with Iran. They've known for years, and remember, Iran just didn't say we're building a nuclear reactor to get electrical power, like so many other countries. They applied at the United Nations and Atomic Energy Commission for their license and so on, and they got it, and they've been inspected ever since. But that's not good enough. Facts don't matter when you want to go in a war. And after all, you've had this big business plan worked out of taking down one country after another for years sitting there, so you must go into Iran next. That's how the world is run. So this is an article from, it was out by Google, the Associated Press, by Jim Abrams, 22 hours ago, it says here. It says, Washington, the House voted Tuesday to impose new economic sanctions on Iran as lawmakers cast doubt on Iran's willingness to respond to diplomatic efforts to curtail its purported nuclear arms program. So they're not making nuclear energy for electricity. No, it's nuclear arms. Same spiel as we got with Iran, with Iraq, you see. The legislation approved 412-12 would end access to U.S. markets for foreign companies selling refined petroleum products to Iran or helping that country develop its petroleum capacity. While Iran is a major crude oil producer, its lack of ability to produce enough gasoline and other refined petroleum products is a major economic vulnerability. Remember, economic warfare is the first step they use in sanctions. They starve the people to death. They say that I think 500,000 to a million people were starved to death when they put the sanctions on Iraq over the years before they did their final invasion. And Madeleine Albright, that's now appointed to NATO, by the way, said on television when she was asked if that was an appropriate technique to use on people starving, men, women and children. They could even get medical aid to them, antibiotics, never mind food. She says, yes, it's quite acceptable, without blinking an eye, because she's another one of these intergenerational psychopaths whose grandpa was the best pal on the Stalin for one of the countries, the communist countries, by the way. So here they go. They want to do the same technique in Iran. You see, starve them. And you can see a country. This is not a bunch of people walking around there with long robes and sitting in black tents. It's a first world country. Tehran is not a bunch of shacks put together like South Africa, some parts of South Africa. The people are well educated there. They sent doctors and scientists all over the world from there. and they're going to bring it down to a third world country by the same technique of demonizing the enemy. I can remember Ronald Reagan that demonized two people in his time as the great Satan. Saddam Hussein was one of them. Then he changed his gun sights onto Russia, and it was the Russians who were the great Satan. Remember what George Orwell said? Who are we fighting today, East Asia, West Asia? You better learn quickly or you get tortured. It's supposed to be always the one they tell you. As Ronald Reagan would say, well, it was always the Soviets. Or it was always the other one, too, or whichever one he chose. And Bush is the same. The same technique is going to be used. So thousands of people, maybe 500,000 or maybe more, are going to be starved. And what they hope, they say here, is it will draw, cause so much hardship amongst the people in Iran. They hope that they're soft techniques that Brzezinski called them, meaning all the non-governmental organizations that have been set up through the universities, through infiltration and through the sending in of agents. And I've read the articles from the White House and the Pentagon that are actually into this kind of stuff, and the CIA. Declassified. I've read this on the air before. They've already sent these guys in with lots of cash to set up people to protest and try to overthrow those in charge. That's the standard technique that they use. But in the meantime, they want to starve as many people to death as possible. It's either starve to death or overthrow the guy that we don't want there. That's the attitude of those who rule the U.S. as opposed to govern. I'll put these links up, remember, on my show at the end of the night, if I can get enough speed up from ExploreNet. Anyone who wants high speed, don't get ExploreNet. It begins with an X. They can't even spell right. It's ExploreNet, ExploreNet. Don't get it because it's a con game. I'm on high speed. They've cut me back twice now, three times, till I crawl. I'm just twice that off dial-up. That's all I get. They take the same cash. But then again, I'm on the air and I shouldn't be saying what I'm saying in a British Commonwealth country. And someone from the old boys club obviously talked to someone in ExploreNet who rents space from Hughes Satellite Corporation that runs the military satellites. It's the same satellites, actually, that ExploreNet's going through. So you see how it really, really works in the real world. So don't get to ExploreNet, whatever you do. And I'll keep saying that until they take this lock off me. I can't even download my own show. That's the speed I get. Uploading takes twice as long, and they're hoping it'll just drive me under, basically. Rather than take 3-4 hours to upload to all the sites, you're going to take 8 hours. That's the techniques that they use in real life. They don't even go through companies and legalities. They just do the dirty on you. So, I've always said that Britain is a country people should really watch. It's almost like watching fiction, even for me, to get the reports coming in from Britain. Some people send me discs. I can't even watch a video here. I haven't been able for months. They'll burn discs and pass them to me. And I see what's happening in Britain with the police state that they have. And I mean police state. Where gangs, scores and scores of police cars set up these hit runs on whole areas like counties, lock everything down and persecute the motorists like crazy for the slightest thing. And they all talk about quotas, that they actually do have quotas to fulfill, and they'll get you on something. They can get you on anything if they want to. There's always something they can get you on. Your license plate is squint, something like that, you know. Or it's a bit of dirt on one number. Did you deliberately obscure that? I'm not joking. And if you question these guys, who, by the way, swear at the public because they really feel they're on a power trip now, they're in a police state, they can do what they want. They swear at the public. I've got videos of them doing this. Videos, apparently, that were shown on national television in their version of cops. And no one objects. You get fined if your garbage bin is... the lid isn't on it properly, or if you put the wrong recycling stuff in one bin or another. The children are paid by the counties, by the thousands, paid to snitch on the people. But here's where justice comes down. Very important article, because it shows you that you've been trained to feel defenseless. To feel defenseless. Someone asked last night about the control of firearms in Canada, and what I know, as far as I know, it's really, really difficult now to have control of anything, in fact. And you have to jump through many hoops, apparently, to get a license and keep it and control it and all the rest of it. And when a bear comes for you, you're supposed to be lawfully eaten. Just stand and be lawfully eaten. If someone breaks into your home and he wants to murder you, don't hurt him, because all the only right you have is to be lawfully murdered. Their job is to come in after the event and take it from there. I'm not kidding you. The United Nations also has in their charter that ultimately they will be the only ones and their world police force with the right to use force. So that means anyone coming to kill you, you can't fend them off. And this article, what I'm going to read, is about that. Back with more after this break.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning about how right is wrong, up is down, left is right, and all the rest of it. And it's a technique to make you feel defenseless in society. And ultimately, the world police and the military will be the only ones, according to the United Nations, allowed to use force, including deadly force. You must not defend yourself. And they're showing you all the time to be scared. They're teaching you to be scared. They're also teaching crooks to be brave, because they can get away with things. The This article is from the Mail Online. I'll put this link up. I won't read right through it. 15th of December 2009. A millionaire who fought off a knife-wielding burglar is jailed while the intruder is let off. The intruder and two other guys burst into the guy's home, threatened to kill him, his wife, and the children. The guy who owned the house managed to go after the main character with a cricket bat. He's now jailed, and the guys who broke in are free. That's what they're teaching you, to be scared. Don't defend yourself, just stand there like a goon. When your right to defend yourself is taken from you, you're just an object, you see, an object. I'll go to the callers. My satellite's got a problem, as I say. I can hardly even download and watch the page to see who's calling. There's Alison in California. Are you there, Alison?
Hello, yes, I am, Alan. I am indeed.
Yes.
I've called to give information about a groundbreaking state-of-the-art technology, and the founder, incidentally, believes that the Second Amendment should be the First Amendment. But it needs to be given to the public. It is a grassroots campaign and a global demonstration of proof of the effectiveness of a remote technology, and the test is on fire burns, on anybody who's been burned, whether it's first, second, or third degree burns. They call the number 818-332-6445, leaving their name, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible, a picture. Now, nobody's going to understand how this works, but we've had dozens and dozens of cases.
It's just an ad, Alison. I can't take you. You can't phone talk shows to put an ad across. You'd have to call me off the air first, and I have to see what it is. Thanks for calling. It's Megan from Pennsylvania there.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to give you a plug for your CDs. I have your books, which are jam-packed with info, and other writers are long-winded and could have compacted their books into like one-quarter of the length for the same amount of information that, you know, you give us. And the same is true for your CDs. If anyone is interested in true history, get Alan's CD blurbs, especially if it's easier than reading. I got your 51 blurbs, disc 2, and it is so worth the money. And I did want to tell you that things aren't much different in the United States. In Pennsylvania, all the cops know how to do is hand out citations for speeding, for illegal parking, for not wearing a seatbelt. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
But if your home is burglarized, you know, nothing is done.
Yes. Yeah. I know. And the training is, again, to be afraid. And that the only ones that can do anything about anything to do with violence now are the authorities. You mustn't use it yourself. That's what the training is to do. You see, we're all peons at the bottom. We squabble and argue, and we're a lower class. But we're not so evolved as those at the top. We are the masses at the bottom. But thanks for calling, Megan. You're quite right. That's how it's done, folks. We're getting trained constantly for the roles in the New World Order, and unfortunately it's working very well. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.